I got a couple of different things I like to do in my spare time. But no, similar to.
All right, the beat off.
Oh my God.
Put that lotion away.
It's called relieving stress.
Nah, man, you fucking jag off. What's wrong with you?
Wow. Shout out to.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I'm here with my co-host first, Jesse Pink.
Yo.
A.k.a. Dolomite Pete, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, it's Kobe Price.
What up?
A.k.a. the homie Kobe, a.k.a. Mr. The Price is Right, a.k.a. Kobe. And last but certainly not least, Derek Small, aka D Smalls, aka Anthony Mackie Jr., aka damn Derek, where'd you find this pod? Thank you all for listening. You know, please like, give us 5 stars everywhere that we or wherever you're listening. Go follow us on all of our handles. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. So we are doing another one of the origin stories. This one is it about Mr. Anthony Mackie Jr. himself, Derek Small?
It's your boy.
Yes, sir.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes, gang.
You know the vibes. Gang, 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 gang. So, Derek, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Definitely. So, my name is Derek Small Jr. You know, for the audience, I am 24. I will be turning 25 December 29th. Shout out to the Capricorns. You know what I'm saying?
Capricorns.
Hey. Currently, you know, working in St. Louis, I work for the Missouri College Advising Corps as a college advisor, and I specifically work at Normandy High School, which is in North St. Louis. Currently, you know, as a college advisor, I'm just helping students with that college going process, you know, filling out applications, doing FAFSA, all that fun stuff, and thinking, you know, that I still want to pursue something in higher ed afterwards. I've just really seen the impact that comes from, you know, helping people find what they want to do in life and kind of just go from there. So, you know, whatever I can do to be a part of that change, you know, I'm definitely trying to continue that. And yeah, you know, just a chill guy. You know, I don't do too much. Just stay,
you know, the vibes.
Stay in my lane. You know the vibes. You know what I'm saying?
He just chills and he just dance. He's just a dancing nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I do be dancing.
I do be dancing.
Derek be dancing, bro. Derek is smooth when he dances.
You need somebody to.
It's a smooth operator.
You need somebody to turn up the function. You know, just let me know.
For real,
Just get him a little bit of, you know, Jack and Coke, more on the Coke side, because you know he be a little funny about the Jack aspect. But get him a Jack and Coke. And
all right. So we not for to do that. You know what? I got a story for that.
I'm sure you do.
Look, Josh is foreshadowing.
That's called foreshadowing, folks.
Derek, down. A lot of people don't be like respected out here in these streets.
Oh, he was in his. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. So like last time, we're gonna do some questions for our friends. So I'm up first, and I guess my question is, you know, since we've been doing these little like hangouts, FaceTimes, whatever, since we've all been interacting, I guess what is the biggest thing that you've taken away from this group, and like, you know, that's contributed to your growth, I suppose.
Damn, out the gate, my boy. All right. Well, the one thing that I've gotten from this, and it's kind of twofold. The first one is accountability, and I'll kind of dive into what I mean by that. So obviously, you know, you guys know you're listening. This is a podcast. All four of us are a part of it. And just like us having, you know, meetings about this, seeing where we want the direction to go creatively and things like that. You know, shout out to Dre again. Just seeing how invested we all are in the ideas that each of us bring to the table in terms of what we think can be done, as well as feedback we get from other people. It's just been really cool to see us grow. And it's made me want to be accountable in other spaces as well in my life, just because I know sometimes I can fall off the wheel in terms of like remembering things, you know, and everything. But definitely just having having you all hold me accountable and not being afraid to say, like, Derek, you know, hey, buddy, listen to the podcast, dog. It's been 3 days. Like, you ain't, you know.
Hey, man, you got to take care of your kids, bro. You got to be a better father out here in these streets, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my two sons and my daughter.
Hey.
Just kidding,
Mom. Yeah.
Just kidding, Mom. I don't have any children. Sorry.
That we know of.
I was going to say something, but this episode is about you, so I'm not going to go there.
Relax. Relax.
I just said I'm not going to go there. I am. I'm showing restraint. That's growth.
And that's exactly what we're talking about, right? Growth. But no, just the accountability aspect for sure. And then just in general, like whenever we talk, I can just really see how much each of you all care kind of about where we're at in life and just kind of how we're doing. It's no fakeness to that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that ask how you're doing, but they don't really mean it. But when, you know, when I get that question from you all, I feel like it's genuine and, you know, it's coming from a good place, right? Like, you know, Josh and Jesse have checked on me a lot, you know, during this time. You know, I can always talk to Kobe because me and him are kind of similar. So, you know, just having that group of friends to not only hold you accountable, but also be real with you and check in on you has been the greatest part of not only like the podcast, but just our general like phone calls and FaceTimes.
Right. I like that. I like how one of the things I admire about you, Derek, is how you are never shy to be vulnerable, right? You're never shy to tell us that you're having a bad day or you know, that things are going right for you. Another thing I admire about you is also your accountability, because you'll admit, you'll be like, yeah, man, you know, I've been slacking on these type of things. I wonder, though, I wanted to ask you this, where is that a part of your upbringing? Could you talk a little bit about like your upbringing, you know, about, you know, the type of values or the type of principles that, you know, that you had that have been instilled in you and pretty much have helped you make some of the decisions that you made today, you know, whether that be in careers, whether that be in personal matters, you know?
So I'm going to do another clarification, because I have Josh and Jesse and Kobe for that matter, you know, on here, and they're going to bash me if I don't say this. So for my upbringing, I grew up in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, that's right. Get it right, sir. Get it right.
Specifically Homewood Flossmoore, you know, shout out HF. I mean, I've always just kind of been the person that wanted to, you know, be impactful in everything that I do and everything that I touch. I can specifically say that the person you all know me as has been molded, by both parents, right? But specifically like my mom, she's been a huge role model for me just to see the sentiments that people get have to say about her all the time. You know, like, you know, I've never heard anybody, you know, that has had a relationship with my mom or worked with her, you know, professionally, say anything negatively. And of course, you know, not everybody's gonna like you in life, but I kind of use that to like say like, okay, you know, these are the things my mom is doing to receive this love and, you know, get her flowers. You know, how can I be this type of person, you know, in life and what I do? I've never been one to try to slack at things. I mean, everybody has off days, but I know my mom has always told me to, you know, give everything that I have, you know, in what I do and to go above and beyond. I've never wanted to be average, right? Just based on my upbringing, you know, I've always felt like I had a bigger calling and then I could really make an impact on this world. Yeah, and just really just kind of connect with people. I've always been a connector in my eyes, right? Like, I have friends from multiple different types of backgrounds, different places that did different things on my college campus, right? I was always in many different types of groups and never stayed stagnant. So like, that's kind of where I see myself going even in the future, is that I'm always touching somebody in a positive way and just having that impact in life, just because I know that, you know, by the end of the day, you know, when I'm gone, I want people to be able to say that, you know, Derek Small Jr. made a difference. So, for sure.
Man, y'all came in deep. Y'all came in talking about y'all feelings, the upbringings. Y'all came in deep with this. Man.
I'm saying.
I got to be
I'm like, dang, I can't get no casual question. I was like, shit.
Hey, Derek, I'm not mad at you, Derek. Josh and Jesse, y'all suck. Y'all gonna make me have to be the one to break this up, break up this heartfelt moment.
Hey, little did he know, this ain't actually a podcast. This is therapy, Nick.
It's a therapy session.
Why do you do the things that you do?
We actually have a hidden fifth person on this. It's your new therapist, Derek.
So Derek, let me ask you. On November 4th, 2007, when you were a kid, no, I'm messing with you.
If you're gonna say 2016, I was like, no.
I was gonna say, hey, cut the cameras.
Were you cheering? November 4th, 2016, were you cheering, crying, or somewhere in between? But no, yeah, I was gonna bring a little lighter question to this. What do you like to do for fun? What do you like to do outside of work? What do you like to do when, you know, you're just chilling, you're just hanging out, you're by yourself?
Glad you asked, Kobe. No, I'm playing. Similar to, oh my God. Wow, I just thought of something. Never mind. Whoa. I got a couple different things I like to do in my spare time. But no, similar to.
Try the beat off.
Oh my God.
Put that lotion away.
It's called relieving stress.
God, from here, you fucking jag off. What's wrong with you?
Wow, shout out to a lot of those stars, man. But you know what?
Hey, man.
I was going to do my shit like, shout out to who? Shout out to who?
Look, that's a
Derek. Our parents might potentially listen to this. I got to say is keep it going.
No, honestly, that's a different talk for a different day. Some of the things I like to do, though.
No, it ain't.
I like to tap into like creative things, similar to the people that know, you know, like Josh, like I enjoy storytelling as well. I've interviewed many different people in the past, shot a couple different things, you know, different projects, but just like creating something from scratch has always been something that's been cool to me, just to see kind of how you can take a small idea and turn it into something that people, you know, enjoy. Other than like, you know, editing, you know, videos and everything like that, I really just love spending time with family and friends, honestly, whether that's going out, you know, going to the gym, you know, and playing ball, you know, with some of my friends, you know, whatever I can do to just, you know, keep that connection going with my friends and stuff. You know, I'm always trying to find ways to, you know, do that. I really, really watch too much TV. I'm gonna be honest with you. Way too much TV.
What you be watching, boy?
Need to pick up a damn book. I watch, what am I watching now? Oh, Big Bang Theory. That shit is hilarious. Oh my God. I got HBO Max for the free because I got AT&T internet. Big Bang Theory goes crazy. But yeah, really just kind of like tapping into my creative side and then just kind of, you know, just chilling and stuff like that kind of when I get free time and giving back for real. Like I did a lot of service in college, so just kind of like always trying to, you know, lend a helping hand and everything like that too.
Yeah, that's Derek is definitely a very helpful individual. You know, as I alluded to when we did my origin story podcast, he was the second camera on a lot of or a couple of my projects, even acted in one of them, and it was, you know, definitely you know, college is one of those experiences that like everybody has a lot going on, but also you don't have a lot going on at the same time. But he definitely could have been like, nah, I'm a little busy with this or I'm doing that. And, you know, you definitely understand. But for him to take time out of, you know, his day or days to come over and help me shoot stuff that he really had no vested interest in, I was like, okay.
Those music videos were honestly lit as hell. Like Josh shot like a couple of projects that had like our friend Zarek in it, some of our other friends and everything. And no, those were honestly, those shoots were some of like the fun times like I had in college, was just honestly at a video shoot with Josh. So
yeah, it was super dope. I think, so that was one of my favorite memories, but I think my favorite, and it's really small, is actually recently, I think it was in the last week or so, because you had commented that you were really looking forward to a really good workout that we were going to do. So for context, when quarantine started, I had been going to the gym 4 days a week, and I've been trying to tell Derek, like, okay, like, you know, yo, like, if you want to get into shape and all that kind of stuff, like, just go to, you know, Planet Fitness or something, get your little $10 membership, like, you know, I'll give you stuff to do or whatever, like, you know, you got this, like, that sort of thing.
That nigga was not folding.
Was not.
I was capping. Was not. I was capping.
Because he, you know, he had seen some of the gains that I started making and was like, you know, I kind of want to be in that same space too. And I was trying to, you know, lay this out and be like, all right, this is how you do this, that, and the third, and all that sort of stuff. Not that I know everything or anything like that, but, you know, just trying to pass on the stuff that I had, the knowledge that I had gained. And so then when quarantine started, we started sort of like a daily, like, fitness sort of thing, just to, like, you know, you're in the house all day, sort of just to make sure that you're doing something, you know, staying on track. And it started off very simple. It was just push-ups and planks. Like, that's all we were doing.
Yep.
Shout out to Planet Quarantine. And it started off that, you know, Derek was still, you know, obviously, we, you know, we were still working, but Derek, like, every third day or so, Derek would be like, ah, I got a student that's asking me to help do X, Y, and Z with them. And I was like, Derek, at 5 o'clock on the dot, like, specifically 5 p.m. Central.
This ain't going nowhere in life, bro. Like, just play. Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Derek, you know those kids ain't going nowhere. Shut up and work out.
Right, just work out.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be serving your burger next week, but you want to help them?
And it was one of those where Jesse and I have a very tight relationship that we'll get into at some point down the line in one of these other origin stories. But we would talk afterwards, and I would be super frustrated and be like, yo, like, Derek's just not, like, getting, like, I got to keep pushing this dude. Like, I got to keep doing this, that, and the third. But as time kept going on, Derek became more and more into the working out portion. And then we started doing basically supersets after our little workout and to help, you know, build muscle, you know, really get a good workout in, all that sort of thing. And again, that was one of those things that, or we work out at night. And that was one of those things that, like, all right, Derek was starting to get the daily, you know, plan of quarantine in, the little 20-minute exercise stuff that we were doing. But now we got to drag him to the nightly workouts and stuff. But he kept building on that, that sort of thing. You know, finally got protein at some point, all that sort of stuff. And so I say all this to say, like, last week, he was like, you know, he has resistance bands now. He has a weight, all that sort of stuff. And he's like, you know, like, I think I need to go up. Like, I really need a good push. And it was kind of one of those moments, like, Derek in March would not have said anything remotely close to this. And now this
is to see,
like he said, like, the level of accountability that he has held himself to. And as you know, you can only do so much, right? From someone FaceTiming you a couple hundred miles away, I can only do so much in reality. But for him to take that step and be like, all right, I need extra because this isn't doing it for me now. Or this is, you know, I want to keep pushing myself, keep doing that sort of stuff. Like, for me, that was one of those, like, oh, it's, everything's clicking now. Like, he's taking this, like, serious now. Like, he's himself invested. Yeah, that was definitely one of the favorite things that has happened between the two of us.
Hey, man, I'm trying to have the ability to thirst trap too. You know what I'm saying? I want to post.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know? Kudos to Derek for his honesty, though. He said, "Look, I have a goal. I have a very defined goal. I'm working towards it.
And I'm going to reach that goal. I'm going to reach that goal."
Boy, it was not looking good for him. He has in the first half and a little bit in the second half. I'm not going to hold you. He pulled it together, but 5 minutes left in the fourth. He pulled it together, bro. He got his shit together. Let me tell you.
No, these workouts have been clutch, even from, like, a health perspective. Just feeling better and, like, eating better. Josh and Jesse also know I used to eat out a lot, way more than I do now. So, you know, just having a set game plan for working out and meals, you know, has been really great. So now shout out to y'all too, for real.
Nah, man, mercy. Thank you. I'm just happy that we're able to see you into that MVP form that I have, that we can consistently see, and that I saw when we went to New Orleans, man. For Mizzou's homecoming. That Derek came out wild. For a little bit of context, so that evening we went to a pregame, which really wasn't a pregame at all. It was really trash, like, to say the least. It was trash. It had a trash jungle juice. Like, it wasn't even jungle juice. It was just like watered down Kool-Aid. It wasn't even big good trash. At all.
Big trash.
Big trash. Big trash energy, bro. And I remember, you know, me and Derek, and another friend of ours, Lou, at that guy fourth.
Shout out to Big Lou, you know.
Big Lou.
AKA Teddy Flowers. AKA Buddy Lou.
Buddy Lou? And
Buddy Lou, that's a good man right there. That's a good man, mm-hmm. Buddy Lou. And Buddy Lou changed all four of your tires, only charged you for one. That's how good of a man he is. Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Redacted.
I had Society, like, you know, walk in the middle of me, Lou, and Derek talking, and she wanted to turn her back on me as she's talking to Lou. Grabbing Lou by his forearm and stuff, and I'm like, bro, like, get your crusty nails off.
That's
my
called
hand,
bird.
Bro.
That's called bird activity for all y'all in the audience.
Tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet.
So I was over here like, damn, bro. Like, if you really that salty, we could just bounce out. Fuck is you doing? And then I remember telling
Derek, for context, Jesse and
Redacted
dated briefly, very briefly. Again, okay.
But yeah, so I remember telling, you know, Derek, as we was, as she left, I told Derek, I said, yo, like, did you just see what
Redacted
did? And I explained to him what she did. And then Derek was like, something just clicked. Throughout the entire time during homecoming, Derek was like, I don't know, maybe. It was something about that. And granted, like, we was getting a little saucy before we got to the pregame. Like, me and Derek, like, had opened a bottle of, like, one of the crowns. And we was just passing that shit back and forth in the back of the car. But something just clicked for Derek. He was like, man, fuck that. Let's get out of here. And I was like,
that's scram.
Hey, we get out. I told Josh, stay at the party, you know, with a lovely young lady. And we was like, hey, bro, like, me, Lou, and Derek, we out, bro. We'll catch you there. Boy, we were in the parking lot of New R.
Okay. Before he goes any further, I didn't stay, like, trying to holler. I had to drive that night because I was dating someone. It wasn't like I just left my boy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was like, but I'm trying to get on. No, like, I actually had some obligations.
Yeah, I actually had some obligations, you know. I just didn't want to disclose that much information.
No, that's cool. That's cool. We're giving that background, nothing else.
Yeah. But I remember being in the parking lot with Derek, and we was like, you know, we was juicing up before then. Bro, tell me why Derek, like, took the salted caramel crown. And he just swung that shit back for a good 10 seconds. And I was just like, oh, he finna get saucy.
Bro, when I tell you God was looking out that weekend.
Boy, he walked in there and he was saucy. He was saucy. He picked up a young lady that, like, for context, that he knew already. He met her. They got better acquainted on the dance floor. They was dancing and everything. I ain't see Derek that entire night, bro. That was my biggest memory of Derek. Because Derek's a very chill, introverted person. But that night, oh, my God. I've never seen Derek like that.
I
never seen Derek like that at that moment.
I was posted up, word to Shaq.
I was good. For real, you hear me?
Boy, you could not
get. He said word to Shaq. Wow.
I was posted up, man.
He said Shorty was barbecue chicken. I'm crying.
Man, y'all got some good stories with Derek. See, I think out of all the people in here, I think I've known Derek the least amount of time. And with this quarantine and everything, I've been able to see him since the first time I met him. I guess the story I have to tell, we met for the first time. It was Josh's graduation at Mizzou, came through. I mean, I think I knew everybody in the room at that point. Obviously knew Josh, our boy Devin was there. Your roommate, Ross, was there too. And then I just see this guy. And I was like, who is this fellow? What's this? What's he about? I had to pull Josh to the side, but like, you didn't tell me there was going to be more company. Who is this man right here? And I mess with you, Derek. I mess with you. But no, when I met Derek.
Hey, who's this outsider?
But no, I mean, Derek was just a cool person to hang out with. We went out that night to celebrate Josh. And whole time from that night, even the next day to Josh's graduation, just a real solid dude, real chill dude. And just a dude that you talk to him, you have a conversation with them, you're gonna walk away and be like, you know what, that's a guy I want to have in my life. So
hey, quick, real quick, do y'all remember the alpha party we went to?
I was just about to say.
No, not the okay, so the part, like, you could tell the story about the party when you talk about you and Kobe. I meant the after part, the after move at the Alpha House.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, yeah.
There was 0 inches of space in between every single person, and yeah, that was just a bus. We just had to
We were literally on the wall next to, like, the door, the entrance coming in, and that joint got so packed. I legitimately felt claustrophobic at some point. I was like, yo, we gotta go. And then we hear 5 minutes, like 10 minutes later after we left, like, there was at least a fight. It might have been a shooting too, but it was at least a fight that broke out. We were like, just in time.
Party wasn't even worth fighting about. It wasn't even worth fighting about. I was like, man, I felt like a sardine in there the whole time.
That's probably what someone was fighting about. It's because they kept bumping into. Yeah.
We were good for like 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden people just kept walking through the front door. I literally looked at Kobe and Josh. I was like, so we finna shake? Or I was like, this shit not it, like, at all.
Made that Walmart run, got some things for the morning, and went back to the house.
But that was breakfast the next day?
But no, that was something different. I've been to parties where it's packed, but I ain't been to a party where my body just feels like, man, it's just getting hot just because, not because it's hot outside, just because there's so many humans in here. Like, facts.
Facts. Dang, I appreciate y'all. Y'all held it down. Look, thank y'all. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Like I said, I mean, just to have the three of y'all as friends, people couldn't ask for, you know, many better ones, you know, just from a friendship standpoint and a brotherhood standpoint. And, you know, we got the pod going, you know, if we get this money, as Jesse would say, you know. I'm trying to get paid, you know, fuck the government, fuck these student loans. y'all trifling. Where's my second stimulus check?
Where's my first?
Hell no. But but just like I said, man, it's really just great to have you all as friends. And, you know, I just can't wait to see, you know, where we go, you know, for the many years to come. So, no, I appreciate y'all. Anybody that wants to follow me, you know, on social, my at is what's good D, 2 underscores. Jesse, stop laughing. that's my social, on Instagram and Twitter. You know, you follow me, and make sure y'all follow us, you know, as a group at jokes_podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and we have a Facebook page. You know, it's going up with this podcast. We in quarantine. Y'all ain't doing shit no way. Listen to us. The fuck you talking about?
Might as well. that's a wrap on the Derek Small origin story. So we got 2 more to go. When we'll drop the next one? But it's going to be either Kobe or Jesse. You're going to have to tune in to find out. But for Jesse Pink, for Kobe Price, for Derek Small, we want to say thank you for listening. Thank you to Dre behind the scenes for everything that you do. We appreciate you. Thank you to King Boy and to Jay Alizier for the outro music. We appreciate you guys. We definitely appreciate the listeners for tuning in, listening, for sharing, for giving us those glorious 5 stars wherever you get your podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Peace.